living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews, the official movie review podcast of the Blackout Test Premium Network. I am your host, Rod, and on this late night, where we will be reviewing John Wick, Keanu Reeves' latest opus, I have a very special guest. You might follow her on Twitter. Her handle's at FemmePolitique. That's FemmePolitique. And PolitiQue. And it's Tiara. What's going on?
Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Not much. I appreciate you joining me. I just kind of sent out like a bat signal to Twitter, like, hey, I just realized it's the end of the year. My wife and I, we're official like movie critics for North Carolina. We've watched all these movies, but we got a little lazy on reviewing them. So, so we needed some help, man. And, she was one of the people that replied back to me, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm a really big fan of you and Karen, and I support everything that you guys do. I think it's really awesome how you guys are doing what you love for a living. And I think it's pretty inspirational.
Well, thank you very much. Now Spoiled Movie Reviews is where we review movies that people have either already seen, or they're never going to see, or they just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything. And, for example, in this movie, you can't really trust, Miss Perkins. Okay. She is going to double cross him. You know, if that ruined the movie for you, I'm sorry. You guys should have already known that, you know, this is a full movie review.
Yep.
Now, we grade everything here from 0 to 5 on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale. Although, my man Chris deleted that scale from on the internet, so I gotta get that picture from him somewhere. But, basically it's from 0 to 5 about, you know, how much we like the movie and whatnot. John Wick is a story of an ex-hitman who comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from him. Everything being his dog. He is a mob hitman who fell in love with a woman, quit. 5 years later, his wife died, and she gave him a dog when she died. And later, some men wanted his car. They broke in, beat him up, killed his dog. He recovered, and he set on a quest to get revenge on all the people that wronged him. Let me go down the list. Let's start with what we liked about this movie. Tiara, I'll let you go first. What'd you like about John Wick?
Oh, man. Okay. I think probably the biggest thing I really liked about it is how every time when someone asked, well, who did Theon Greyjoy steal from?
Yeah.
They said John Wick, and the only response was, "Oh,
yes, I love that."
That was probably only because it tells you, you know, you know how like you know in other movies, just like this, they'll say John Wick, who's this John Wick? We're just gonna go in and kill him, and he's no big deal. They already knew who he was. They knew how much of a badass he was, and they knew how much Theon fucked up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was probably the best part of the movie for me. Oh, and all the headshots.
Yes.
That Keanu did.
The action in this is, it reminds me a little bit of, this Christian Bale movie where he was doing gun fu. It was like, I don't want to tank the name of it. Let me look it up before I mess it up. But, he was doing like kung fu with guns, basically.
Uh-huh.
And it reminded me of that because, you know, it like the action was intense. It was close quarters,
yeah.
You know, and then it was just nonstop. I mean, at one point in his house, he kills like a dozen people.
Yes. You know? Yes. Yes. And you know what? The thing is, you can tell that he meant business when he started putting like on all the black nice clothes.
Yes.
That you probably only find like in places that you probably can't even afford. Like he had on like the black tie. He slicked his hair back, put on like the black belt. And at that point, I was like, yeah, he's about to kill some people up in here. And yeah. Sure enough, he did.
Yeah.
And it was great.
And the movie was Equilibrium. That's the movie I was thinking of. But it had way more action than Equilibrium. But, and then also the other thing, I mean, well, there's a lot that I loved about the movie as well. Even the way they told the story, they knew that, hey, these are tropes. All right. Everyone's seen the action movie before. This is my favorite genre of movie, the impossible white man movie. You know, he's about to kill everybody and nothing's going to happen to him. I enjoyed that they took those tropes and kind of just put it face forward. Like when he comes out of retirement and he's just like breaking the concrete in his basement or garage that all his weapons and guns and stuff are in, you know, like that, you know, it just happens quick. It's like, here's him breaking the concrete. 2 minutes later, he's in a suit. His guns are all like, he's ready to go. You know, when they show the opening footage of the car crashing, the SUV he was driving that was shot up, crashing, he's bleeding, looks like he's almost dead. Then they show him with his wife. Then they show her getting sick. Then they show him with the dog. Like, this shit takes place at the same pace as the opening scene to Up. Like,
it gets started off really, really fast, and I feel like this is kind of one of those movies where you should probably pay attention, because they don't really go into deep detail about a lot of things. They kind of just move really fast with, oh, here's his dog. Oh, the dog dies. Oh, he meets Theon. Dog dies at night. Then he starts shooting up people in his house. Yeah. And then it just gets rolling from there.
Yeah, to a certain extent, I feel like this movie is a quote unquote stupid movie.
Yeah.
As far as like what's gonna happen is very straight. Like no one walked out of this movie going, "Wow, I did not see that coming." Like you knew what was gonna happen, but it's such but it's so smartly told. It's just like, yes, he's gonna kill a lot of people, and guess what, guys? We're not gonna bullshit you and have you waiting around. We're gonna get to the killing. Give us 5 minutes to tell you what happened, and boom, you get to the killing. Other things I liked about it. I gotta give a lot of props to my man Alfie Allen, who you called Theon Greyjoy earlier.
Yep, Reek.
That dude is really good at being a villain.
Yes, he is.
You know, he's so sniveling and hateable, and you know, it's very difficult for actors to really capture that like level of like, they're inept, they're not good at what they do, but they're also still a really evil person that you hate. And he knocked it out the park, man. I really wanted him to die.
Yeah, me too. In fact, you know what? I was watching the movie and I was like, so this is what Theon's descendants do, huh? They still doing dumb shit like this, right? Still disappointing their fathers.
Yes. and they had so many great bit actors in it. Willem Dafoe's in it. Lance Reddick is in it. Adrian Palicki.
There's someone else too. I can't think of his name. He played the dad.
Michael Nyquist. Vigo. He played Vigo. These aren't big names. These aren't people that are gonna star in a movie at their current state that they're at. But they knocked these bit roles out of the park. I forget the black dude who's in the movie too.
He was on The Wire, wasn't he?
Yes.
The one who got shot by Adrian.
Yes. It just knocked it out the park, man. Those were the roles where it's just like, it makes or breaks a movie like this. Cause you go get some no name dude. Like if, his name's Clark Peters. If Sylvester Stallone would have directed this, he would have went and got like, some actors we don't respect, we never heard of, paid them as little as possible, and every scene that wasn't about John Wick would have sucked, you know?
Yeah.
But they managed to carry it out, man.
And you know what? I really need to give props to Keanu Reeves, because I've never been the biggest Keanu fan. I mean, I like Devil's Advocate. I like the first The Matrix. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I wasn't like the biggest Keanu fan. But watching this movie, and knowing how long he's been gone out the game, and then see how he comes back like this, I was like, you know, Keanu, you have all my respect. You are back, and you can get all my money for the next three movies or so.
Now, me personally, man, I gotta tell you, I love me some Keanu. I do, man. Like, I watched the movie last year where he was like a samurai and shit.
47 Ronin?
Yeah, 47 Ronin. And I mean, people probably think I was joking, but I was 100% serious. I love that movie, and I loved it solely because he bought into the role. And at two points in the movie, he says the phrase, "I have these magical powers," and he's 100% serious. And I was like, that is acting, because they would have had to record that scene 100 times if I had to say, "I've got magical power." I would have started laughing every time, and he was so good. Another thing that I really like too, I like, you know, the way it was shot and the use of light and dark, and it's like blue tones, and it's a very moody type of film.
It's almost an all grays and blacks. Once he starts actually getting the revenge after that, like the main color tones mostly gray and black after that.
Yeah, the only bright part was when his wife was alive for those 5 minutes.
Yeah, and when he had the dog.
Yeah, and when he had the dog, and it just gets so, and that dog was adorable, you know.
And I thought, you know what, Ron, someone lied to me, because, and I blame the trailer people, because in the previews, I didn't know that the dog died. I thought they just kidnapped the dog. And I was like, oh my God, all right, he's going to save the dog in the end. They're going to have happy ever after. When I got into the theater and I saw that the dog died, I was like, wait, did the dog die? And my friend said, yeah. And I was like, no, it didn't. The dog is alive. And then next thing I know, he's burying it. And I was like, oh, hell no. He needs to kill every single person in this movie. Nice. I don't care who he has to go through.
Yeah, I'm not even a dog person. Like, on the low, I kind of hate dogs. But I loved that dog. Like,
yeah, he was so cute.
They made you love it, man. Especially, like, because his wife was like, you're the kind of person that needs something to love. And, you know, and like, it did kind of have that feeling like, yeah, he'll be okay, 'cause he's got his emotional therapy dog. And then no, he won't be okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And you know, when the dog died, I was like, I almost wanted to cry, 'cause I was like, man, like, that's the last piece of his wife that he ever had. And like, you could just see on Keanu's face, like, just the pain and anger and how much he was fed up. Because at that point, he literally had nothing else to lose. So why not go back into that kind of lifestyle?
It really was the only thing that was keeping him from killing everybody. Like, it was the last straw. The other thing I like too, you know, in addition to that adorable pup, I enjoyed the way they took, like, certain things that typically take me out of these movies, which is like, you know, inconsistent police work. Like, police show up some scenes and then some scenes they don't, you know, like, that pretty much, like, police are pretty much non-existent in this world.
Yeah.
Except for when they came by his house.
Yeah.
After he killed those people.
Yeah.
And he simply told them, like, and the dude looked in and was like, okay, so you back to killing people. And he was like, yep, that's what I'm doing. And he's like, all right, well, you can keep it real, John. Like, I enjoyed that, you know, the coin system, like, all this stuff that kind of, like, answers the questions of, like, where are the cops? Why isn't anyone trying to stop this? And
yeah, because they know the deal.
Yeah, he was that badass, man. Everybody, like you said, just, oh, or, you know, hey, John, I see you back to killing people.
Like, oh, John, working again?
Right.
Like, yeah, Billy, yeah, I'm working again. Well, have a good night, John.
Yeah, night, he kept saying he wasn't working until that dude tortured him. And he's like, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. And you're like, oh, shit, he's back for real. But all that stuff worked for me. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, because I really did like this movie. Let me see. How long was it?
I like this car. I was upset that his car got trashed, too.
Yes.
I mean, that broke my heart.
That car was dope, man. And John Leguizamo played that perfect. Like, that was the other thing.
Yes, yes.
Everyone in this movie that deals with him, they treat it like they're in a movie where the dude will kill you. A lot, too often in these impossible white man movies, the people on screen interacting with the guy who just literally killed 50 people, mm-hmm. they talk to him like he's a bitch. Like, oh, here he go with this bullshit. I'm not telling you anything, John. This is what's going to happen. And like, these people were all like, listen, I don't want to die. Those kids stole your car. I told them I wouldn't work on it. Like, everybody was just like, you know,
everybody.
Like, I don't want no bullets.
Except Theon Greyjoy. Everyone knew except Theon.
Right.
And I was sitting there that I was like, in fact, and part of me actually blames the dad for Theon's death, because I feel like saying, like, you, well, how did you not tell your son about John Wick? Everybody knows about John Wick except your son. Everybody.
Insufficient daddying.
Like, yeah. And then like when he rolled up into the garage with the car, yes. and John Leguizamo was like, "Where did you get that car from?" And like you could just tell, like, even he knew from the second like something was wrong, yes. and he knew that he needed them to get out before John came for him too.
As soon as John showed up and he knew John was coming, he's like, "Look, they took a left on Johnson Street." Like, he was 100%, like, I just like the way it's written, because typically in these movies, they always write everyone as non-cooperative, so mm-hmm. they can make the impossible white man look like even more of a badass, like, oh, he beat it out of him because he's so angry. But right. this one was like, no, if a kind of dude that walked in your house looking like he was going to kill you asked a question, you would just answer it.
And you know, I think that makes John look even more badass, because I think at that point the writers they kind of got the joke in a way. They yes. knew John Wick is a badass. Everyone is going to know he's badass. We're not going to sit up here and say, oh yeah, John, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Like you said, they just got straight to the point.
Yeah, even Viggo, who's the big bad in this movie, he treats John Wick like a force of nature, where it's like, okay, the storm is coming. So here's what we're going to do. And he tries to rationalize, like, well, what if I give you some money? Well, what if you come back and work for me? Hey man, well, he's my son. And he's just like, I'm going to kill your son then. And he's like, all yeah. right, well, you have a good day. I'll see you then.
Oh yeah. Like the part where, when he called John, but this is when John was, hitting the concrete mm-hmm. and he called John and he was like, hey John, you know, I'm sorry. You know, my son, you know, he's stupid, right? He didn't mean it. You know, we can act civilized about this. And John didn't say anything. He just hung up.
Yes.
And the dude was like, oh, so did John give you an answer? And he was like, yep. Yes, he did.
Yes. Shout out to that dude who was second in command too. Cause that's second in command dude was like, there was a really funny scene where Viggo is, fighting
in the car.
Well, no. Well, he's fussing out Joseph. Like, Joseph is his son.
Yeah.
When he comes in and he's cussing his ass out. And the second in command dude keeps trying to leave. He's like, all right, this looks personal. Let me just slide. He's like, stay right there. And he like slaps him again in front of him. He's like, what do you do, stupid, and all this shit. Do you know who John Wick is? and the guy's like, yeah, you're right, boss. So I'm going to go get us some water or something. He's like, no, stay. Like, I love that scene, because just, you know, the blocking for people in a theater or whatever, the blocking in that scene is just so perfect, with just every time the camera like pans over to him, dude just like, I just want to go home.
Right. I do, there's one more thing that I really did like about yes. it. I like the Continental when they when John first got to the hotel, and it's like, when, you know, everyone knew that John was back. And I think, what did they call it? I want to say they call it like a business meeting or something like that. Mm-hmm. And how they had strict rules to not handle business inside of the Continental.
Yes.
And I like that set of rules, and just seeing a peek into John's old world that made me want more. And part of me wishes they had actually, explained that a bit more. So it kind of made me wish for maybe a prequel. Yes. To kind of see like John Wick before he met his wife.
You read my mind. I want the prequel now.
Like, yeah.
Cause this world is interesting, and they gave me just enough of it for me to get a sense of the rules. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the thing is, like I said, they're aware of the tropes. So they use the tropes that we all know already.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. An off limit safe zone where they can conduct business as hitmen. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you don't have to explain it, but I love that they were like, no, this is a whole world, guys. And there's a reason the cops aren't coming. There's a reason, you know, no one's going to interfere with his vengeance, cause he's the Michael Jordan of killing people.
Yeah.
And he's come back for one season, you know, to try to get that ring.
Yep.
So, let's talk about, cause I mean, I really could keep going about what I did. Like,
yeah, man, same.
And I was going to play a clip of him and, but honestly, it's more of a visual thing cause it's just him killing a bunch of people.
Was it the first scene where, I think the 12 people came in?
Yeah, there's that one. And well, actually there's another clip where he's talking to, Miss Perkins. So let me see if I can play that. Miss Perkins tries to kill him in the room, guys.
Okay.
So let me see if I can get that clip going.
She was great too.
She was good, man. She was good.
Hey, John.
Perkins?
I thought I'd let myself in.
I noticed.
You're always a pussy.
That is another thing I forgot to mention. The music. I enjoyed the score underneath all the scenes. Because it's as over the top as some of the scenes and the action is. And it's very like, you know, it's like they're not using like these, hey, we went and paid for Prince to come in and make a song. Like they just use kind of, almost like 80s, type of, instrumentals. And yeah, it worked in every scene for me.
You know, I actually, and I keep on thinking of coming up with things that I loved about this movie because it was a really, really good movie. Now I just think it just left my head. Never mind.
That's all right. It might come back to you when we start talking about what we didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So was there anything about the movie that you didn't like?
Other than the dog dying? I can't think of anything I didn't like. Just the fact that I wish I'd gotten more of the Continental and more of that world, but if that's something they wanted to say for a prequel, I'd be down for it. Now that I think about it, it probably wasn't needed for the story that actually needed it to be told. And I think that's about it. Otherwise, I really don't have a lot of complaints about this movie.
Yeah, man. Like, they simplified this down to just what I wanted to see. I think, for me, the only thing I can think of that could have made it a little better for me. By the way, I forgot to mention, it's only an hour and 40 minutes. Perfect length.
Yeah.
The only thing that could have made it better is a bad guy that could fight, you know, like to see him have like a physical nemesis. Cause his bad guys in this, while they did have many, many henchmen, nobody was fucking with John Wick, y'all.
Oh, you know what, Rod? That's exactly what I was going to talk about. I do like the fact because there was a point where remember when he got thrown off of the balcony?
Yes.
I actually liked the fact that John Wick got hurt because it made it a bit more realistic for me. Like, okay, he can get hurt, he can get stabbed or whatever, and he still needs to be patched up by a doctor at the Continental. Unlike other movies like maybe like The Transporter or Taken, where Liam Neeson or somebody will get into a fight and they will hardly have like a scratch on them and they're just able to go on and fight like they never got to a bunch of other fights before. I like that John Wick had to sit and recover with the cast on his arm, and then of course Miss Perkins comes in and tries to kill him while he's in his weak state.
Yes. So. Yeah, that was so good, man. You're absolutely right. That, you know, I love that too. And you know, I just wish maybe that guy had a name. Like if that guy was a dude where you were like, oh man, how's he gonna get past that dude? You know, but that dude was like so nondescript. I don't even remember when he got back and killed him. Like he might've killed him before he fell. I don't remember. Like he just, I just remember being like, oh, maybe that guy's gonna be somebody. I was like, no, he's not. He's not anybody, guys. So maybe they could have added that. I don't know, man. They had a badass car chase at the pier. I really can't think of what I didn't like about this movie, man, to be quite honest with you guys. I just enjoyed it so much. Maybe I'm just biased because this is my favorite genre of movie.
Yeah, same. I saw it twice. I saw it twice in like 3 days. I saw it in IMAX the second time.
Oh, wow. We didn't even have it in IMAX in Charlotte, man.
It was great. I mean, it was louder, but I loved the fact that it was so much louder, and I thought the picture was a lot better. I can't wait till it comes out. As soon as it comes out, I'm getting it.
Oh yeah, me too. Same. Yeah, man, I think that's about it, man. I can't think of anything else, that I didn't like. So, hopefully we get us a sequel or a prequel or something. Looking at the money for this thing, the budget was only $20 million and it made $42 million.
Wow. So, I think that calls for a prequel, Rod. I feel like if any of your premium listeners know any movie producers who knows someone who's connected to the movie, pitch them the idea of a prequel and make everyone happy.
Yeah.
Cause that's what we want.
Maybe in the next one, in the prequel, you know, we find, you know, he falls in love and we find out how he gets out the gang. Cause that's the other thing they hint towards. However he got out the gang, they sent him on an impossible suicide mission.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Even Viggo was like, I didn't think he could do it because it was just that impossible. And, John Wick did it.
Yeah.
Only way he could.
Yeah. And you see him in the beginning getting out of that shot up SUV. So, you know, whatever it was he had to do, I mean, he should have died. So, like, and then after someone does something like that, you don't fuck with them again. Like, so
ever.
Everything made so much sense and they told it so fast. So yeah, let's go ahead and rate this thing. From 0 to 5, 0 being, man, fuck you. And of course, 5 being, the fuck you waiting for to go see this shit. What would you give, John Wick?
Oh, 5. Easily yeah. A 5. In fact, if they announce a prequel, that automatically gets a 5, especially if they bring back Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the other thing I forgot to say. When we were saying things that we liked, I liked that they did the move with Willem Dafoe where it was a reverse double cross.
Yeah.
Cause see, I was expecting the opposite where it's like, oh, Willem Dafoe is the guy he's gonna have to face off with.
Right.
And it's gonna be like, will you kill your friend so you can have revenge? And they were like, nah, man, friends don't kill each other. And just kept it rolling. Willem Dafoe even woke him up with a sniper shot that saved his life. Like, it was amazing. So yeah, I want all that. And you're right. That's the way we can get Willem Dafoe back. So
yeah. And I think you can obviously tell they had sort of like a buddy cop relationship going on. And you already know they already took on missions together.
Yes.
So I think it'll be interesting to see how they were able to kill different people together.
Oh yes. In a prequel.
I'm just saying he died. Actually, I like the way he died in the movie. I thought it was gangster.
Man, he died with some guts, man. Oh, he died with guts, man. Oh.
It was so good.
He was just like, man, you're going to have to kill me. Nah, I ain't dying like no bitch. Y'all going to have to kill me. I said, man, look at Willem Dafoe. So yeah.
I like how Miss Perkins died too.
Yeah.
Ian McShane was in the movie.
Yes. That's what I forgot to mention.
Yes.
Handling his business. Handling his business.
He's like, I'm not going to tell you that there is someone waiting with a helicopter on a helicopter pad trying to get away because that's against the rules. But just letting you know, I can't tell you this information.
Yes. He was even the way he passed him the note when he was like, you know, we don't conduct business in the Continental. Why don't you go get yourself a drink? And he goes to get a drink and on the napkin is like the address. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. He was so good. Yeah. He should be in a prequel too, man. You're right. We need a prequel. Everybody. Get on this, Keanu, man. You ain't got a lot else going on, man. I seen your IDB credits. It ain't a lot in the works. Ain't no Matrix 4 coming out, man. I'm going to need you to get on this.
Can you believe he's 50?
What? Are you serious?
Yep, Keanu's 50 now.
I could not believe that. I mean, hey, he's half Asian, man. You know, black don't crack and yellow don't mellow.
He got the powers. Yellow powers activated.
The magical powers. He got the magical powers. All right. Well, I give it a 5 as well, as you guys can probably tell. When it comes out on Blu-ray, go get this. If it's still anywhere in a theater, a dollar movie, go check it out.
Yes.
Because it's really that good, guys. And I wouldn't bullshit you. And especially if you're into impossible white man movies, man.
Yeah.
You want to watch a dude get to killing.
Yeah. And especially if you like The Equalizer, you would definitely like this. I think this was a bit more brutal than Equalizer, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely is more brutal and it's more over the top action.
Mm-hmm.
Although Equalizer was good. Now we got Karen and I will be reviewing that soon. So, yeah, make sure you guys check that out. 2 5s. Also make sure you follow Tiara, Femme Politique on Twitter. And I'll have her Twitter handle, linked to the actual, review when we put it up. So, for spoiled movie reviews, this is Rod and Tiara. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.